All right, let's do it. This is the first official Gridiron podcast. We told y'all in the league we were going to take it to another level, and here it is. We got Mike and Ike. We got Uncle D, in case you live under a rock. Mike and Ike control the Redskins. Uncle D, the Vikings. I'm BJ. I air it out. I got the Panthers, soon to be Toronto Argonauts, I think they are. So...
We in here. How y'all fellas feeling today, man?
Feeling good.
I hear that. We got a Super Bowl on our hands tonight, man. What y'all take on this bowl going on here?
A rematch at that.
Yeah. When they playing Super Bowl 3.
Season 3?
Yeah, season 3.
Yeah.
A rematch. Yep.
Man. Both teams looking strong defensively going in, too.
Man.
Yeah.
Modez and them Falcons safeties, man. They something special back there.
Yeah, them some big motherfuckers, too.
Man, yeah. What? I think Johns had – J. Will had Johns at 10 passing yards. Was it 10 or negative 10?
Yeah, I'm like negative something passing yards. J. Will defense was striving out there. He made a couple of ill-advised passes, man, that pretty much sealed the game for John.
Yeah, he did. I thought he played a little bit too fast when he got those turnovers. I thought he should have kind of slowed the pace down and kind of, you know, made John's work for it, but he kept giving the ball right back to him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to come out with a little bit of run and pretty much work that clock a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. That's what I thought.
John a strategist, man.
Amen. Oh yeah, on both ends of the ball. Yeah.
But when you get to the top tier people in the league, it's chess.
You gotta play chess. You got to.
You know?
Yeah.
You might bring a whole different dimension to the game.
Yeah.
You can't come out just chucking the ball around and playing arcade ball. You're gonna be getting smoked out this joint.
Modez, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, he going into his Super Bowl 2 times out of 3 years, you know what I'm saying? So I think he's a little bit more experienced, so he should be a little bit ready about this game coming up, you know what I'm saying? And he played two hard opponents coming into the playoffs, too, and stuff. That was an impressive win against Quan in the championship game.
Yeah, it was.
Really impressive. Yeah.
Mo went out there and did his thing. Hats off to that guy. He definitely went out there and played some football.
Yeah, he did, man. When you hold one of the top offenses to what he did, man, like I said, it's impressive, man.
Yeah,
you know, but I think this playoffs all the way around, man. This been a real good playoffs, man. We had the force loss with Suge, but Suge wasn't feeling well. But you know, it ain't really been no blowout these playoffs.
Mm-hmm. No,
you know,
I'm tired of freezing up like a dead headlights. I can tell you that shit.
Hey, man. You know, the sad thing is, man, you know how many people in the league will want to be where you are making the playoffs every year? But that's true.
That is true, man.
Because you're not even happy with that.
And then all these motherfuckers, we in the same 3-4 leagues, man, playing these niggas 5 and 6 times. This shit crazy.
I don't know how y'all do them 5 and 3. I was in 2 leagues when I was in Madden Champs, and that shit was killing me.
Yeah, I'm just in 2 myself, man. That's all I need right now and stuff, man. So, yeah, it is what it is and stuff. Okay. But it's going to be a good one tonight.
I can't wait till they kick off. Definitely going to be a go.
Yeah, man. Who's Modez? Nah, John's got a stream, right?
Nah, you remember last season? Well, not last season, but when we had the differences when they played the first Super Bowl, and we thought Johns was the away team, but he was the home team. So this one right here, Mo on screen. Okay. If you look at the schedule when I posted the John, it says that John is the home team.
Okay.
So he should be on the right side. He'd be on the right side then.
Yeah.
All right. So since we got all the commissioners here, and all y'all that's going to listen, this ain't no final thing. But, Mike, what we looking like since the Super Bowl? We know what time the Super Bowl going to be played. What we looking like for the offseason?
Well, you know how we do it around here, man. Everybody got their own, they got their, you know what I'm saying, sort of say so in it with the voting system. So once the playoff, once the Super Bowl is done, then we go right into the re-sign stage. After that, we can start the vote and we can go from there. I mean, the earliest Friday, you know what I'm saying, depending on how the votes go, but you know what I mean? It's going to depend on how them votes move.
Hey, man, that sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure do.
But
ain't no sense of waiting around if we ain't got to.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? We can't please everybody, but at the same token, we ain't going to be inconvenient neither. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why we put that voting rule intact. So, you know, everybody can vote. Every vote going to count.
Yeah. It's all about the league and stuff.
It's been like that with us three, man. That's why the league like what it is. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, hey, I think another thing is I don't think we'd be doing this if we didn't have the league like we have it right now. Like, you know, everybody take it seriously. Everybody play their games. You know, it's this part the most. It is the most consistent league I've ever been in.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And we this season been moving pretty fast, man. I mean, like I say, man, we at the Super Bowl right now. And like I say, we're going to get the draft the earliest to Friday, man. It was a fast season. Everybody played their games and kept it smooth, man.
We looking at maybe 8-9 seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, so we on a good pace.
On a good pace, shit. We had like, I think it was like 5 or 6 weeks. We did less than 24 hours.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So everybody getting the games in, man. That's
good. Yeah, man. You gotta love a league like that. You gotta love it.
And you know, the first couple of weeks, like right now, everybody that got knocked out the playoffs and didn't make it itching to play. So them first couple of weeks, motherfuckers be knocking them games out. We be in week 6 by like 3 days. You like, damn. you like the trade deadline in 2 weeks. Damn.
Yeah.
Like I say, man, if the draft is early as Friday, man, the first game of the season be that Saturday evening. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Depending on the votes, I'm going to shoot the text out right after the Super Bowl. We're going to re-sign. I guess we'll stay in a re-sign stage for 24 hours like we usually do. So,
give everybody time.
Yes, sir.
Be either Friday or Saturday.
I would prefer Friday. I know everybody probably be gone Saturday, you know?
Yeah,
doing that. Today's Wednesday, so I mean, depending on what the votes.
Yeah, depending on how the votes move, because you know we're gonna have to if everybody vote for Friday shit, we're gonna have to pick up some speed on Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll be moving.
And you know, like Brian said, the guys that got knocked out early and who didn't make the playoffs, you know, they're gonna love that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't even get to defend my NFC championship this year. My work schedule changed, and man, I had to take basically 6 losses for, you know, against like Force Wins and Sims, man. That killed me, man.
Definitely make a difference. You definitely can't give up no L's in this league, man. You do your ass be behind before you know it.
Man, what? Yeah.
Five losses is probably the best you can do just to get in the playoffs.
And that's in the NFC alone.
That's crazy. You talking about real life NFL teams going 9-7 making the wild card. You go 9-7 in gridiron, you sitting at home.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I think I got the last spot, and I went 11-4-1. You know what I'm saying? That tie cost me the division.
Oh, 11 wins and a 6 seed? How crazy.
Yep. 4 losses, 1 tie. Yep.
So, Gatham had 12 wins?
Yeah, he went 12-4. That's what I told him. I said, man, all you got to do is win out. That's all you got to do, because I got that tie. I mean, Unc played me good that game, man. Like I said, I had a battle back in that game, but you know, I got that tie, squeezed that tie out. You know what I'm saying?
So, 12 wins in a wild card.
Hosting a wild card game.
That's great.
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
So that tell you what those guys got to do, man. You know, man, you got at least like you say, go 12-4, 11-5 at the least. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
that was me, 12-4 in the wild card game.
That's crazy, man. Got my
shit pushed in first game.
Hey, we gonna be a little biased right now because we all NFC guys, but the chat be killing me with this NFC AFC stuff. They've only had two people represent them in the AFC versus how many people we got? Four now that have represented the NFC.
Without
even thinking, if I just had to come right off the top of my head and freestyle the top five over there, I would say John, Rose, J. Will, Black Ice, is he always in the playoffs, and the other Will with the Titans, and that's just a freestyle. Because you can arguably throw Suge in there. That's just a freestyle there for me.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds about right. About the same players going to the playoffs, probably different seasons every season. But my man Black Ice got pushed finally this year by the Patriots. So my man might make a move for that division next year. Oh, man.
Ice definitely plays some football. He beat some top guys too.
He sure did. He just didn't pull it off at the end, those couple of games and stuff, man. But he might give Ice another push next season, man. Might be a surprise team.
Ice a little too comfy over there, I believe.
Oh, man.
He been breezing through that shit the whole time, so now he just sitting back.
Yeah. But Ice, he got a good team, though, man. He just need a couple of more pieces to give him over that hump, man. Maybe this draft and the free agent might do that. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't gonna get no easier. That's gonna get tougher. So he ain't gonna be able to sit back for long. He gonna have to come to play.
Speaking of free agency, man, I was looking at the salary caps for some teams, man. There's some teams you can't even get a piece of paper through that motherfucker. And the motherfucker salary cap.
Already know. I seen a few.
Woo, I'm drooling. Like, go ahead and release them players.
Hey. I got one guy I'm trying to sign. That's Sharif Floyd. And if I do sign, I'm going to be like a minus. So I'm going to have to cut somebody. So I'll probably be in that boat too. But I tell you what, but I am looking forward to the draft though, because I got two first rounds. I got the number three pick and I got two second round picks. And what makes those two picks good is I got the number two, the number three pick going into the second round. So they like late first round picks. So I can't mess up on this draft right here.
You hit on this draft, your team's set.
Yeah, the guys I'm gonna get, like the first and those two second round picks, they like guys for the future. But that third pick, that's gonna be a bona fide starter. You know what I'm saying? Bona fide starter. I'm sticking them right up.
Any motherfucking buying that defensive scheme and it gonna take off.
Man, what?
Yeah. You know what? But I ain't going to lie to you, man. I got to admit that, Mike. I always agree with you on that chemistry. Ever since I traded Ba, it wasn't the same, though. It was like he wasn't – he's a different man,
The whole chemistry, they pretty much formed around him. So once you got rid of him, it probably ain't – that shit still was biting. It wasn't probably like it was when he was there, though.
Nah. I finished like number three in defense overall, but – it was just something about this season. This way, I had a rookie left tackle and I had a rookie safety, free safety. The rookie left tackle, I got him in the seventh round. He played pretty good, but he was getting beat. Definitely got beat in that wild card game. It showed he was a rookie. You know what I'm saying? He should be ready though. He should be ready, prime and ready with that experience coming up in the next season and stuff, man. So I'm trying to get somebody to pair up with Lawrence Teller III and stuff, man. So we'll see what's gonna happen and stuff.
Hey, you know what a 4,000-yard passer just got in free agency as a gift?
Oh, Lord.
Go with Odell Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown?
Free agency. Guess who signed him? Your Carolina Panthers.
How much it cost?
I don't even care. I got $50 million in cash. I almost broke the damn controller. Hit X trying to sign the motherfucker.
Oh man, when did you sign him?
Earlier today.
Oh man, early free agents. Oh man. Lord, have mercy. I need to go.
No, I was like, because you know, this is the if you don't know how to work a cap, I'm gonna give you a little tip. You're trying to get people off your books. You releasing them now before the new season come, so you can take your cap penalty now. Then you go into 2022. Mm. You don't have that cap penalty, especially if they got 1 year left. You cutting them now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So, yeah.
But he
tough mind. No, I'm not releasing nobody with a cap. If you got a cap penalty, you can be 45 years old. You good. I'll move you.
Oh,
end of
no.
The bench, you won't play, but you good, man. I can't afford them hits. Them shits accumulate too much, man. Your salary fucked up before you know
it. Man, I do it with some. I had the same situation with Khalil, my left tackle. Like, he just calls too much. Mm-hmm. Like, he declining real bad, though. Like, he hasn't played in, like, 2 seasons. And he just sitting there. But this is last year. And he come up on that players to resign, man. I already hit not interested. I only want to make a mistake and accidentally sign him, you know?
Ooh, man, you might be this version of Air Coryell, man, out there in Toronto and stuff. You got the tight end, the receiver.
Going out Toronto.
Ooh. Yeah, we're going all the way out to Toronto. We're gonna make the NFC South use that gas on them planes.
You got
What you say?
You got a dome?
Man, what'd I pick? I don't even remember what stadium I picked.
Man, I wish I could get an outside stadium.
You know, but here's the other thing good about being an owner, I'd be trying to tell everybody. You not only can you pick your coach, but you could pick your trainer and your scout. You pick your scout. Yeah. Your scout got special, you know, whatever special thing he got. He might have a QB thing where he gives you a QB extra extra points or whatever. Your
say
trainer
what?
If you pick a good trainer, he might have, instead of your players regressing real bad, he had good regression, so they don't drop as much. But you got
is that right?
That might be something to look forward to on 19. I can't switch now. I got too much coaching points. My legacy too bad.
I don't even care about that. Can I switch now? I might be interested in that because I need help at quarterback in every aspect of the game.
Who was that switched in the middle of last? Was it Keys?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he went here.
Mexico, yeah.
He moved to Mexico now. He was Brooklyn Eagles at first.
Man, he's Mexico now.
Yeah, he all over the place. They probably kicked him out for late rent. Who knows what Keys and shit. So I'm really looking forward for this upcoming season. So, but we got a big game tonight.
Yeah, another gridiron season about to be in the wraps, man.
Hey, man, yes, I'm pulling for Modez, man. Got to bring it back to the NFC. John got it. John, you got your rings, man. You got your rings, man. Time to carve you up, man. We got to bring one back to the NFC, man.
Man, that motherfucker won the Super Bowl tonight. I'm turning my phone off.
Mo, you got to bring it home, Mo, man. You got to bring it back.
Man, it's if you looking at them rosters, man, and looking at them teams, it's well balanced, man. I think both of them, 14-2?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's going to be a hell of a game. And both of their defense playing lights out, man. Both of them.
Hey, man, John's got a hell of a front seven, man. It's like he got pass rushing, he got block shedding. So, like, it's definitely going to be a chess match. And you got to take what was given to you and not be greedy. I think that's the key to the game and use the clock.
Yeah. Little by little, just take what's given. Because if you don't come in there joint with a strategy against John, man, you dead.
You
gotta think when you play him. He's probably one of the smartest Madden players we got right now.
Yeah, most
one
definitely.
of them by far. Like, yeah, he's strategically thinking on both sides of the football, man. That shit come together for him. You can tell he's taking the lead by storm since his ass been here.
Yeah. Yeah, Mo just gotta, if he do make a mistake, just keep your composure, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep your composure and just work your way out of it. You know what I'm saying? But I think you're going to be all right tonight.
I think we all know that 21 points down, three touchdowns down can be made up.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Sure this can. Madden. All you need is EA to kick in. Whole shit turn on.
Man, what? I forgot who I was playing. I forgot who I was playing last season. I came back from 34 down. I might have been the Patriots. I came back from 30. So you all it takes is a couple of pick sixes. You know how easy those are to throw.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You got a technical player like John though, if he get a nice point lead, man, what's his running back? Mixon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Touching that rock, boy. You gonna get a stop.
Yeah. Yeah, like you say, both of them got a nice balanced attack on offense. Yeah. You know. So yeah.
Hey, so what's y'all prediction for tonight?
Man. I already told myself it's going to be a defensive battle. I'm going 20 to 13 Mo.
Ah, man. I think Mo going to play. I think it's going to be a close game, but I got a feeling that John's going to pull it away 21-17.
I'm going with Mo, 24-21. It's going to be a close game the whole game, and it's going to come down to decision-making. It's going to come down to that field position and decision-making and taking advantage of what's given to you. And I give Mo the edge because of those safeties, and I know John's like the pass.
So, yes, sir.
But, hey. I think we did pretty good for the official first Gridiron podcast, fellas.
Hell yeah, man. This is our first trip, bro. Can't do nothing but get better.
Hey, that's it.
So we coming to Gridiron. We going to come to Gridiron every week, every week in the season?
Yeah, you know when a new season starts, like we was talking about earlier, we going to pretty much – you going to pick a game that you want to dissect. D gonna pick one, I'm gonna pick one, and we probably gonna do that like what? Maybe early two advances, early three advances.
Hey, that's like that. Like a plan.
Every
week we can probably do a game of the week. We can probably do that like every jump. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
Everybody that's gonna listen, you wanna participate, just sign up for the Anchor app. It's real simple. You can call in. Leave your opinions and stuff, and we definitely down the line we're gonna do like interviewing the playoff people and the Super Bowl champion. We want to do stuff like that, so definitely sign up for it and favorite all three of us, and so everybody can be linked just like we do on PSN, and we're gonna take it to another level.
Hey, we definitely gonna take this out to another level. And this is our first trip, so there's a bunch of you motherfuckers is safe. Well, I get that Remy up in me. You motherfuckers gonna know exactly how I feel.
You talking about cuts up Friday night?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's what we're gonna call it too. That's gonna be our Friday podcast, man. Cups up Friday night.
Make sure your motherfucking phone's charged for that shit. That's gonna be a wild motherfucker there.
Yeah, man, this first zone was a breeze, man. This some cool shit hit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was, man. Hey, we gonna end it there. We gonna come back. Hey, we doing? We'll talk about that. We're starting for sure, 100% next season. The Super Bowl winner will have a trophy.
No question for sure. That's 100%
Starting next season, 100% Super Bowl winner. You got a trophy coming from from Gridiron and had you have everything engraved in it, it's gonna be official. So
yeah. Okay.
Fellas, we're gonna end it there. Right. I'm gonna share it in the lead. Like I said, everybody sign up for it, listen to it, tell us what you think. We're gonna bring this to you live all season.
All right.
There you go.
All right, fellas.
All right. Enjoy the game, man.
Good game. We out.
All right.